Yirmiyahu Navi wrote Megillas Eicha b'Nevuah. The tachlis of Megillas Eicha to show us that the siba of the Churban and the Golos is not mitzad the sinah of the Umas Ha'olam, the fact that there were maos in Klal Yisrael. The reason is the chatoim that Klal Yisrael did prior to the Churban. And without these chatoim, the goyim wouldn't have the koyach to be machriv the Beis HaMikdash. B'chol dor v'dor, the Umas Ha'olam roitzim l'chaloseinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzileinu miyodom. But b'zman the churban, when they were over the Ratzon Hashem, and they went away from the Rabbeinu Shalom, the Nusrachik, not doing the Ratzon Hashem anymore, like it says in the Torah, Astira Panayim Ehem, the Rabbeinu Shalom Kavyachol is not there. The Lashon of the Medrash in Shoichar HaToiv and Mizmar La'asof, Mizmar Ayin Tes, Asaf asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how could it be that the Goyim came into the Beis HaMikdash and stayed alive and nothing happened to them? It says in the Torah of Azara Karav Yumas, even Bnei Aaron, when they came into the Beis HaMikdash, when they, to be makriv a korban, they were nisrafu. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Medrash, Halalu Bnei Aaron nichnasu b'lo rishus, Lefichach pagati behem. Aval eilo nichnasu b'reshus, ani tzivisi shikansu. Like it says a pasuk in Yirmiyah, hine nikoire lechol mishpachos haaretz. Says in this Medrash Adav Noira, Kavyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Umos HaOlam to be machriv the Beis HaMikdash and the Heichal. Everything was from the Rabbeinu Shalom, not from the Umos HaOlam. So we have to be mizbayna in what averis are we referring to. And our day there will be mizchazak in these nekudos, will be zeicha to see in the nechama and Yeshua of Klal Yisrael. Chazal Magalin Masechtes Yuma, that the avera, that the second Beis HaMikdash, it says that they kept the Torah and they were shomer all the chamurois and they did Torah masim toivim, gemilas chasodim. But ba'avoin sinas chinam nechrav d'bay sheni. Why is sinas chinam so chomer that the bayis could be nechrav al yodoi? Is a more, says it's more chomer than the gimel chamurois. So kipshutoi, the Beis HaMikdash is a mokoim with the Rabbeinu Shalom's mishkan, the melech, malchei amlochim. It's his house, it's his place. It's a place where he shows his malchus. The malchus only has a koyach when there's an am that's ma'uchad, that's connected, that are all one. But if they're separated and they're not together, could be the biggest melech, but there's a whole bunch of different groups, it loses the koyach of the malchus. The lashon of the charedim, Kol ish Yisrael yechrad milifkoim b'yichud ha'elyon al-dei avoyim sinas chinam. So if there's a whole bunch of different groups that everybody's doing what they're supposed to be doing, but they're not mo'uchet together, that is a chesar in the malchus, and on that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is missing in the roiv ha'madras melech, and the shechina kavyochel has to go away from the mokom ha'migdash, doesn't have the right place, the malchus doesn't have its right place. The Kliyakar in the beginning of Parshas Dvarim, what we just read, Eila Dvarim Ashadiba Moshe Kol Yisrael Beva Yard Bamidbar Barova Molsuf Ben Parim Ben Teufel, says the Kliyakar Ben Parim Ben Teufel is referring to the Ben Amtzarim, and it's referring to when it says Paron is Roimus Ramaisa Maraglim, and because there were Boicha Bechia Shal Doiris, then it's Hukvul Doiris Beleil Tisha B'Av. What's the connection of the Sinas Chinam? Says the Kliyakar Adover Nifla, that when Klal Yisrael said, Vatoimru b'sinas Hashem, Oysanu etzionum eretz Mitzrayim. What does that mean, that Klal Yisrael said by the Meraglim, that Hashem took us out with sinah, Kaviochel, Chas V'Sholem. Says the Kliyoker, the Pshat is, the Klai Yisrael had sinner one to each other. And when Klai Yisrael had sinner one to each other, they said, if we have sinner one to each other, then Avad, the Mestoma Kadosh Baruch Hu, Gam Soina Oisanu. So the Tzara of Sinas Chinam, he says, was in the base of Mikdash Arishan, was also by the Nesiim, by the Manhige Am Ktsas, but it was more so in the second base of Mikdash between all of Klai Yisrael together. There was no Ava, Bach Benem. And he adds that even Al Derech Teva, when there's sin between them, then no one in Klai Yisrael helps each other. They help less each other. So that's why, even if they're in a Tzara, they can't get out of the Tzara. And the Navi Yishaya tells us, Koyamar Hashem, Chinam nemkartem v'loi bekesef tigalu. What is he referring to? Referring to avoyin of sinas chinam, that we nemkarnu, avoyin sinas chinam. V'loi bekesef means without mitzvahs, for the Rabbanu Shaloylam, we're going to be nigal. How will we be nigal? Sha'alu shloim Yerushalayim. The great Milo of Avas Chaverim, and Rehaftorech Kamoicha, which is a klal gadol b'Torah, when we meschazik in the roiv am, with all our koyach, our machshavas that we think about, to take away the sinner from each other, and we mar ba'ava ba'achva v'reyus, and we take away the machlokes sin, that itself is ma'or tremendous ava between us and the Rabbanu Shel Olam, and make shalom b'mroimam, and goyrim takadosh baruch hu to bring back the shechina. That's one explanation of what happens ayidei sinas chinam. But there's a dover nifla, we read in Pashas Masei, in the Harchiv dover from the Netziv, he brings a yesoid, which is also a big chizik for us. He says that the Siba, why is it that Lashon Hara and sinas chinam was the second base HaMikdash? He says, the yesoid is like this, that every time we have a dover kadosh, kenegedah we have tuma. They say over here in Yerushalayim that around the Makom HaMikdash and around the old city of Yerushalayim, there's a lot of churches and a lot of Rachmana Litzlan, a lot of different base Ovdei Avodah Zarah, because next to the places where there's so much Kedusha, there's also more of a Koyach of Tumah. The Medrash tells us that in Yerushalayim there was not an Avodah Zarah, that there weren't Ovdei. So he explains that the Pshat in the Medrash is that since there was so much Kedusha and so much Avodah Hashem, so they also had Ovdei Avodah Zarah at its full strength, because Zeh L'Umah Zeh, when there's Kedusha, there's Tumah. Says the Netziv Yesoid, then the second base of Mikdash, which is Ikur Koyach of the second base of Mikdash, we know was the Koyach HaTorah. Like the Chachmei HaTalmud, Tanoim and Amoraim, and Torah Shebaal Peh, strengthened throughout the Tkufa of the second base of Mikdash, and after the second base of Mikdash, that's when the Talmud came out. That's when the Koyach HaTorah became stronger. That's when Torah Shebaal Peh became stronger. So he says, Keneged that tremendous Koyach HaTorah that there is in the world after the second base of Mikdash, Keneged that is the Koyach of Lashon Hara and Sinas Chinam. Sinas Chinam and Lashon Hara is the Koyach HaTumah that's connected to Torah. So when there's more Koyach HaTorah in the world, there's more of an Nisayon of Koyach HaTumah, which is Lashon Hara and Sinas Chinam. The Lashon Hara and Sinas Chinam that we have today, Lashon Hara and Sinas Chinam that we have today, could be the why we have more of an Nisayon and more of a Yetzer. It could be it has to do with the fact that there's more Koyach HaTorah in the world, and more Ribay Torah. That's why there's more of an Nisayon. And maybe by Bnei Torah, there's even more of an Nisayon, because they have more Shaychus to Torah. So this is a tremendous chizik for us to understand that sometimes we have this Nisayon about Sinas Chinam more than other people. We have Sinas Chinam more by Bnei Torah, maybe. We have to understand that Keneged the Koyach HaTorah that there is in the world is this tremendous Nisayon of Sinas Chinam and Lashon Hara. A little deeper, to understand one drop more, it says that Bizman HaZeh, Ein LaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olam Yodah La'am Shehalacha. Where is the Shechina today? Where is the Shechina today? By the Lo'im Dei Torah. A person sits and learns, that's where the Shechina lies today. That's where Rabban Shem found his place. Da'al La'am Shehalacha. Keneged that, there's the Sina Shechina that makes it go out to Golas, the Torah. If we don't be Mizgaber on the Sinas Chinam and the Lashon Hara, that will be, that will make the Torah go to galus. That will make it that we don't have the ability to learn Torah. That would be magala the Torah to galus, magla. By that we are being kaviyachol. We are driving away the Shekhinah from us. That's where the Shekhinah lies today. That's what we're going to drive away. So that's why Sinah, Shekhinah, and Lashon Hara, Befrat today, and that's what the Chofetz Chaim in his Akdamah to Sefer Chofetz Chaim writes. And that's what it says, the Kol Dor Shelo Nivne, Beis HaMikdash B'yomov, is Ki'ilu Amachav de Beis HaMikdash, because we still have the Sinah, Shekhinah, Beinenu. And says the Chofetz Chaim, the Iker Sinah, Shekhinah, referring to his Lashon Hara. So once again, the Chazal of Megalotos, the Averis that cause the Churbin, those are the things we have to think about and try to figure out how to make a little bit of a tikkun and idea that to bring back the Geula. If Chazal tells that was the cause and it's still going on Beinenu, the Yaris Dvash brings down the Loshna Gemaris by the second base of Migdash Lenizgalo Kitzom. What do you mean Lenizgalo Kitzom? It says the Sinas Chinam Lenizgalo Avainam. Lenizgalo Avainam. We don't know which Averu brought us to base our second base of Migdash Churbin. It was Sinas Chinam. That's what it says in the Gemara. He says what it means, Leinizgalo Avaina, means that people thought that it was mutter. It's still Kielu, we're doing the right thing. The fact that I'm signing someone else, it's with a cheshbin, it's a shem shemayim. I think I'm doing the right thing. That's not an Avera. That's what it means, Leinizgalo Avaina, and that's why Leinizgalo Kitzom. And really, the Gemara says, Nakdama, to all the Churban Gemara, some Sechtas Gittin, we just learned now, and people learned Afyoimi. The opening line of Rabbi Yochanan is a big aside. The lashon is Om Rabbi Yochanan Amay Dechsev Ashrei Adam Mefachet Tomid. Praised is the person that is always worried that a takala shouldn't happen al yadoi. Umak shaliba yipal bara. The person who thinks that everything's going fine, he's the one who has trouble. And that the Gemara brings the three stories about Kamtza bar Kamtza. And Tarna Goyle, Tarna Goyle, Tur Malka, and Ashka Derispek, all these Chor Beitar, and Tur Malka, all the Chobanas came about because people thought they weren't doing something wrong. Especially when it comes to this Indian of Sinas Chinam. Bizmana Churbin was, they thought they weren't doing something terrible. We have to, if we are B'mischazik, within our Mishpachas, the inner Mishpachas, the outer Mishpachas, our communities, our yeshivas, different kehilos, beim b'machshava, beim b'maisa, a little more to stop this pirud. Every drop that we have machshava, every drop we do a maisa, will help be goyrim. Even if we're 100% right with our tainus, it's not enough of a reason to make a pirud in Klal Yisrael. The pirud, it doesn't justify. The Pir and Klai saw such a terrible thing that Rabbi Nishim is not going to be with us and is not with us. We make Kiilu Kavyachal appeared, Kavyachal appeared Elyoin. So if we mischazik in any drop of this, of Avas Yisrael, a drop less Pirud, a drop more, a drop less Sina, Bein B'toicha Mishpacha, Bein B'chutza Mishpacha, Bein anywhere in Klai Yisrael, that itself we will have the Schus, Befrat, on a day like today. And this is the time, this whole Tkufa is the time we should be mizbainin about the inyanim that the Churban came about through. And today, the fact that we're mizbainin in these inyanim and mizchazik even a little bit, ekol echod ve'echod, we'll be zoicha, lirois, be yeshuas, v'nechamas, Yisrael, v'karoiv, v'yeheriv, v'yameinu, amen.